kvinna.
So my question was,
the
synapse at the end of the axon. Transmitters are emitted from small bubbles where they are stored, vesicles. Also on one of these pictures one can see the vesicles. This picture. They are small like soap bubbles. And when the signal comes, they make contact with the cell membrane and they release their content to the gap, the synapse. The transmitters, they are called signal substances or something. These transmitters then float across the dendrite of the next cell where they dock with receptors and induce a voltage. If all the voltage at this cell are summed to a value above the threshold value, the neural signal is sent along to the next cell, etc. A neuron has receptors for several different transmitters. Neurons in different parts of the brain use different transmitters. This means that you, through drugs, that is, molecules in the blood, can increase or lower the activity in a certain part of the brain. Some transmitters are produced in one place and are led through axons to a different place where they are used. So the most common is that some transmitters are produced here at the brainstem, and then they are led using axons to the cortex, at the outer or surface of the brain. And these transmitters that are produced in brains, and they regulate wakefulness, so it has to do with the sleep insomnia problem, or and arousal levels that are produced by cells near the brain and left the cortex. So some different effects the drug can have. It can be similar to a transmitter. For instance, nicotine is similar to a signal substance called acetylcholine. And morphine is similar to endorphin. You've probably heard this about endorphin. If you, for instance, run a lot, you release endorphin. Two, it can release the transmitters of the synapse. This is different ways a neuron can work. These drugs can work. For instance, amphetamine, it releases noradrenaline and dopamine. And ecstasy releases serotonin from cells in the brain cell that leads to the cortex. These cells can die if from repeated drug use. So for instance, if you use ecstasy a lot, those cells here at the brain cell will die, and then you can get severe depression from that. Three, it can inhibit the absorption of transmitters. For instance, the drug Prozac blocks the absorption of serotonin, and the cocaine blocks the absorption of noradrenaline, and amphetamine it blocks the absorption of noradrenaline and dopamine. So amphetamine does several things. It increases the production and also prevents it from being reabsorbed. So there are many more signal substances. Four, it can block the receptors. For instance, Curara blocks the transmitter between neurons and muscle cells, acetylcholine. And five, it can break down transmitters. So you can have a medicine that breaks down transmitters. And six, it can prevent the action of the enzymes that break down the transmitters. So it's more complicated. For instance, T, I will come to this later. Seven, it can regulate how a cell will respond to transmitters in the future. So that there are a lot of different ways a drug can work, probably more than these seven. Some neuron-to-neuron connections are fused without any chemical synapse. And these are faster and not affected by transmitters. And that can you can feel safe. But some brains, even if you take a lot of drugs, some will still work. Those that are hardwired. But they cannot change the sensitivity due to learning. So that's the problem with those special synapses. They are fast, but they are unflexible. nicotine is a character of acetylcholine and binds only to one receptor, compared to acetylcholine that binds to many. Nicotine gives a stressed condition, as do amphetamine and cocaine, that increases the availability of noradrenaline. Amphetamine also increases the availability of dopamine, which leads to increased ability to focus, or that you're not so easily distracted if you have a lot of dopamine. Morphine makes pain less unpleasant, as do its natural correspondent endorphin. Ecstasy and Prozac gives a sense of happiness because they increase the availability of serotonin. And Carrara leads to paralyzation and death because the heart stops. The reason why one can be addicted to drugs is that the natural sensitivity to a transmitter diminishes when one uses artificial transmitters or prevents natural transmitters from being absorbed. Drug use can also lead to that the production of the transmitter diminishes because the neurons that are forced to overproduce the transmitter die. One enters a spiral where one must increase the use of the drug in order to achieve the same effect as it did before. One can influence the access to transmitters not only with drugs but using common food. When there is produced a lot of dopamine, there is produced less serotonin, and vice versa. The production of dopamine is promoted if there are big amino acids molecule in the blood, which you can get by eating food rich in protein, for instance fish. The production of serotonin is promoted if the amino acid L-tryptophan, you mentioned that before, and glucose in the blood. L-tryptophan is one of the building blocks of in serotonin and can be found in pasta, popcorn and chicken. So instead of ecstasy, you can use chicken. Or popcorn. to get the higher and stable level of glucose, you can eat food rich in starch. You sleep better if you have a lower level of dopamine, and thus it is better to eat food more rich in starch in the evening. Substances in green and to some extent black tea seems to inhibit the enzyme that breaks down dopamine. Actually prevents breaking down acetylcholine, but those two are very similar. So. And it can also prevent the manufacture of faulty transmitters, plaques, which is a problem in Alzheimer's disease. Mm-hmm. So, well, any questions? I could explain some of the pictures there.
There can be many receptors and many must be switched on at the same time and things like that, so it's very complex. Thank you.